Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and distinguished woman of the year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome to a brand new year. You know, since this program, Psalms of Hope, goes all over the world, I'm aware that people in various nations confront danger, war, sometimes even death, for believing in Jesus, our Messiah. Yet, at the beginning of this new year, I also know that God's Word, the Bible, stands true, and we can trust in His promises to us, no matter where we live or what we're going through. Even though you, dear listener, may not be facing war in your nation, you may be facing your own personal disaster. And it's also with you in mind that I want to share some promises from God's Word that will stand true even these thousands of years later. Well, the first promise I want to share is from Luke 4:18 and 19. Jesus had been traveling in ministry, and he came back to his hometown in Nazareth. And the Bible describes that he went to the synagogue to worship. And Luke writes, "As was his custom, Jesus sat down to read from the scroll the scripture for the day. It was from Isaiah 61. And then Luke continues to report that Jesus read, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim the captives will be released, the blind will see, the oppressed will be set free, and the time of the Lord's favor has come." And then Jesus rolled up the scroll, sat down, and said, "The scripture you've just heard has been fulfilled this very day." Wow, isn't that amazing? 2,000 years after the prophet Isaiah wrote it, Jesus, the Messiah, fulfilled the prophecy. Well, you may ask, what does that have to do with me in this coming year? Everything. Everything. Jesus is saying to you, dear listener, that if you're poor, if you are in prison, or captive of anything, even your own anger or fear, or if you're blind, whether physically or spiritually, if you are oppressed, Jesus says to you this day that he has come to you to be your Savior and your Lord, to heal you, to bind up your broken heart, and set you free from whatever it is that keeps you in bondage. Oh, dear friend, this can be your year of new beginnings. This can be the year your dreams come true. This can be your year of miracles. You know, there's a very precious song I love that tells about the miracle that happens when Jesus comes into our lives. So here is Vern Jackson singing, "He Touched Me."
Shackled by a heavy burden, 'neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. For he touched me, oh, he touched me,
he touched me,
and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me
Savior. And since He cleansed and made me whole, oh, I will never cease to praise Him.
To praise Him.
I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me. My soul. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole.
Something happened, and now I know. He touched me and made me whole. Oh, yes, dear friends, that's what Jesus wants to do for you. He wants to make you whole. Jesus said in John 8, 31 and 32, "You are truly my disciples if you remain faithful to my teachings, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Well, one truth I want to remind you of this year is the bedrock statement that Jesus loves you. Jesus said He will never forsake you or leave you. Jesus said, as I mentioned in the earlier segment, that He came to set you free from whatever it is that keeps you in bondage, that keeps you from living a vibrant life of joy in Jesus. But yes, I know for some, the past year was a difficult year, and so we are looking forward to a new year with Jesus as our Lord and guide. And this past year has been hard for me as I've had to deal with the unexpected death of a dear friend, who is also an integral part of my ministry. Yes, saying goodbye to a loved one is hard, and picking up the pieces and moving on is also hard, isn't it? Well, one day I discovered in the Chinese language there is no direct English word for our word goodbye. The two Chinese characters used to translate this word really means see you again. Well, as followers of Jesus, we can know that we will see our loved one again in heaven. And even though this year may have challenges for you as you face this coming year without your loved one, you can trust Jesus, your Savior and Lord, to bring you through. His promise to you from Isaiah was that He would heal your broken heart. Well, all through our lives, we may have had experiences for which we had no good answers. Events may have occurred that were hurtful or sometimes devastating. And there are examples of people in the Bible who went through most difficult circumstances. Job, with losing his children, his wealth, even his health, comes to my mind. And yet, in the middle of his pain, his darkness, Job said, "But God knows where I am going, and when He tests me, I will come out as pure as gold, for I have stayed on God's paths and have followed His ways." Oh, friend, may we too hang on to God as Job did. He may not have understood all that he was going through, but he knew that God was worthy of his trust and would bring him through pure as gold. And we can say that for us too. He is worthy of our trust. Well, the next song I want to play has a message for us in the middle of our own storm. Here are the Tallies singing, "Be Still My Soul."
Be still my soul. Side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to the
Be still, my soul, the Lord is on your side. Oh, yes, that's the message we can hang on to for this coming year. The Lord is on our side. You know, I was recently talking to a writer friend, and she was lamenting that she never manages to keep her New Year's resolutions. Well, I laughed and said, I don't make New Year's resolutions because I don't like to set myself up for failure. Well, we laughed, but you know, it set me to thinking. Well, I'm a goal setter and love to dream new dreams and pray over them for God to help me fulfill them. I have found that's God who helps me change and grow into His likeness, not just a resolution to be better at something. For most of us, our resolutions are usually ones we think will help us accomplish something. Well, the Apostle Paul in his letter to the church in Ephesus had some pretty straightforward directions to help us be a better person, to be more Christ-like. He wrote in Ephesians 4:21-23, "Since you have heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from Him, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy." Yes, Paul is telling us to throw off our former way of life and renew our thoughts and attitudes. But changing the way we think isn't easy, is it? However, psychologists say that we can change the way we think by replacing our negative thoughts and words and learning new positive concepts. Well, if anyone can change, how much more we can change, because we can ask Jesus our Lord to help us. It is His Spirit in us that will help us to love when we don't feel like it. It's His Spirit in us that will help us forgive. It is His Spirit in us that will help us get rid of destructive habits or give up our old anger and hurts. It's His Spirit in us that will help us adopt new concepts when we read a book about becoming more like Jesus. Oh, yes, Jesus wants to help us with whatever challenges us. He wants to make something beautiful out of our lives. And now let's listen to a song that talks about that. And believe with me that God wants to do that for you. Here are the Heritage Singers. Let's listen. Something Beautiful.
beautiful of my love. He made something beautiful of my love.
Oh, what a wonderful promise. God will make something beautiful out of our lives as we trust Him. And yes, He knows our desire to be a new person in this new year, to trust Him more fully, to depend on Him more each and every day. And He will help us. You know, there's so many promises in the Bible for us. Sometimes they seem beyond our reach. And yet, they are all true and for us, because God has promised them. And yet, sometimes even the promise to become a new creature and change into His likeness seems too hard. After all, we live here on earth where we face many challenges. But God will empower us to reach new goals and plans and dreams as we seek His will for our lives. Paul, in writing to Timothy, said, "Throw yourself into your tasks so that everyone will see your progress. Keep a close watch on how you live. Stay true to what is right for the sake of your own salvation and the salvation of those who hear you." You notice Paul didn't say to Timothy, "so that your perfection will be evident to all." No, he wrote progress. God encourages us to be in process, little by little, to grow and change into His likeness on a daily basis. There is what is called the 1% principle. It's the goal of changing just a little at a time, bit by bit, day by day. For instance, you can choose to be just 1% happier, 1% more loving, laughing 1% more, 1% better at forgiving, reading the Bible 1% more, or as my friend wrote, 1% better at writing thank you notes. 1%, well, you fill in the blank. What comes to your mind that you would like to change? You don't have to accomplish your goal all in one day. Just be 1% better at it than you have been. What would you like to accomplish this coming year? If you are only 1% better at what you accomplish each and every day, in one year, you'll be amazed at the changes you've made. It's exciting to realize that with the Lord's help, we really can change and grow. It reminds me of how the little eagle learns to fly. As it grows, soon it begins to hop up and down on the edge of the nest, strengthening the muscles in his legs and wings. Up and down, a little at a time. But then one day, the little eagle jumps off the edge of the nest and learns to soar. And we watch it catch the wind high above us. Well, there's a song I love that reminds us that God will raise us up to fly like an eagle. Here's Steve Emerson singing for you on Eagle's Wings.
And He will raise you up on He's given a command to guide you in all of your ways. Upon their hands they will bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And He will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the
Oh, yes, God will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of His hand. You know, one of the reasons I love that song is because of the last phrase, He will hold you in the palm of His hand. Now, that's not some songwriter's good idea. No, that's God's promise for you in the coming year. Let me read the whole promise to you. In fact, it can be your promise verse to hang on to for the coming year. It's found in Isaiah 41, verses 9 and 10. I have called you from the ends of the earth, for I have chosen you and will not throw you away. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Oh, what a promise from God who loves you. Yes, He says He will strengthen you, help you, and hold you in His hand. In fact, the promise of holding you in His hand is so important that Isaiah repeated it later in the same chapter. God wanted to be sure you remembered it when hard times come. He will strengthen you, help you, and hold you in His hand. He will even help you change by 1%, as I talked about earlier, in those areas where you have a need. If you'd like a copy of Isaiah 41, 9 to 10 in a special script to keep by your bedside, just write or email me and ask for it. You know, perhaps some of you may have been listening for some time but haven't written in, thinking you're going to be inundated with mail. Well, even though we have been blessed by the Lord and broadcast all over the world, we're still a small ministry. And since I don't have some company to write newsletters, but I write to you out of my heart, you will only be receiving one newsletter a month. We also don't use guilt or fear tactics to get you to donate, but rather simply ask the Lord to speak to hearts to support this ministry if you're being blessed. Unlike most radio and TV programs, we're not supported by a church or other large organization. Our help to stay on the air on your station comes from people just like you. You know, it's a known fact that less than 1% of the people who listen to a radio program ever write in. Will you be part of that 1%? I hope you will send even a small gift and we would be blessed. But even if you cannot give, I would love it if you would write and tell me what station you listen to and ask for the scripture from Isaiah. I'll be delighted to send it to you. So, listen to the announcer for my contact information, and I'll look forward to hearing from you. So until next time, this is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at SamanthaLandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com facebook.com/thesamanthalandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.